I'm going to welcome Tana Tuiono to our program today in what isn't an official language of our country. Welcome, Tana Tuiono. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora. So great to be here in Aotearoa.
Hey, how can you use that word in the house? What's that bloke doing over here? Where's he from? I think didn't he grow up in Poland or something? He got it wrong anyway. I noticed that he said you're from Rarotonga, and proudly, and it bordered on the ridiculous, which we're seeing again, because the last bill introduced yesterday was a two-pager wanting to make English an official language. What up with this one, do you think, Tano?
Just making my laugh, the whole process, and just toxic signalling to their constituents, which is my way of saying the opposite of virtue signalling. Instead of actually focusing on the issues that really matter, like this week, man, we had the employment relations members all go through the house. Terrible, terrible bill. Will make it easier to fire workers, to misclassify them as contractors as opposed to employees. So they're doing all these distraction tactics to distract the fact that actually did considerable harm to people. That's terrible.
Distraction politics. Explain how it works and why it is a well-honed tool for political parties, particularly in election year. It seems somewhat frivolous, what we're witnessing at the moment. And as you've touched on too, Tana, we've got some really important issues on the table, life-changing issues for our people. And at the same time, we've got the sort of puerile approaches to the use of Aotearoa in the parliamentary debating chamber, and now trying to get English confirmed as a language as if it hasn't been the dominant language ever since Pākehā arrived.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. The reported culture rules, what New Zealand Press in particular time, by saying racist stuff in the house to get that spotlight. So everybody just focuses on this kind of stuff, as opposed to the real damage that they're doing. You know, given the hallway pass to tobacco companies, mining companies, fishing companies. In the case of the Employment Relations Members Bill, acute hallway pass to Uber and those big multinational companies, while they're doing that, they get people to argue amongst themselves about racism. And they do that by sort of saying racist stuff and distracting all of us, when actually they're causing, distracting us from the real harm that they're doing, considerable harm that they're doing.
Well, I put it to him yesterday. I says, "What, are you comfortable to have us sort of called New Zealander, you know, named by a Dutchman on his way through that never really stayed?" You know, so it's sometimes hard to understand. I was disappointed to see that Kaora Kaako has been kicked for touch as well and replaced by healthy lunches programs in schools. So, I mean, the pettiness shouldn't escape our attention is what I'm getting at. But it does have some political capital, doesn't it? Because obviously New Zealand First are triggering reactions from a certain sector of our community that do exist. Some might say the unenlightened set. What would you say of the rise of this sort of support for conservative and Trumpish-like politics?
Well, they've seen it work overseas, and that's why they're doing it. It's actually not good for us. And so it's really important for us to talk to our whānau, particularly when they start going down the rabbit hole. And so you will see, we are seeing the politicians that are exploiting that, who will try to put people against each other. And it's important for us to sort of see that for what it is. But also, I think it's important to look at the attempts that they're making, like the changing of the Kaora Kaako lunches. I mean, it takes a lot of effort to be that particular and that specific, to remove Māori words off lunches. And we've seen that as a pattern of behaviour, that taking Māori words out of school books and stuff like that. That takes a lot of effort. It's not just some buy and buy thing. They are literally signalling to their, toxic signalling to their constituents that this stuff is important, when actually we should be looking at quality of food, making sure and make sure that everybody can actually put food on the table and keep the lights on.
Tēnākoe, where are you, Tana?
I'm on the train, bro.
You're on the train. Heading in past Porirua. Tēnākoe. Hey, listen, you're a big boy. You can scrap for yourself if you have to in the house. The New Zealand First leader has a dig at you. Would you have preferred if you just had a dig back yourself, or did you welcome Chris Hipkins' interjection of extreme racism or McAnulty's reference to it yesterday, for which he was booted out of the house? I mean, how far should this thing go?
But the interaction itself was weird, because I'm actually from Archie, I'm not from Rarotonga, so I don't consider myself Rarotongan. I was born in West Auckland, and actually I'm a whanaunga of the Waiheimei show, Goats by Takato. So the whole original exchange itself was just weird, and I think he really bungled that. But also, this is the sort of attention that they want, and myself personally, I don't really want to feed into that. If you want to do that, fine. We can have the necessary argument, but I think it's really important for us to pivot towards the real damage that we're doing. So, for example, the Employment Relations Amendment Bill came through the House, and I did see on RNZ that New Zealand First in particular saying that the unions and the workers didn't engage with them. Rubbish. That's absolutely rubbish. I know I've talked to unions who tried to engage with them about this incredibly, incredibly harmful bill, and I sat through the entire committee of the whole House stage, and they did not put up a single amendment paper. So I think it's important for us to call out the racism. And people have done that, and I've done that in various interviews as well. But we also need to make sure that we get back and really target this government for the real harm that they're doing, particularly to workers, to Māori in particular, and of course, while we're back with protection of environmental.
Do you catch the train home each day?
No, I'm going to a hui, bro.
Going to a hui?
Hui out in Porirua, got our Green Party candidate conference, so heading up that way.
Yeah, okay.
And, I just saw another Green Party MP, Francesca Benitez. So you got two Green MPs on the train.
Who did you say? Was that Ricardo you were saying?
No, Francesca Benitez.
Oh, okay. Well, say kia ora. The Greens actually are putting forward a strong slate of candidates in the Māori seats this election cycle. Those very seats are on the line, if supported, for a referendum to abolish them. Talk to that for a moment, please. And what sorts of steps backward, or do you believe they will be steps backward, we'd be making politically and for Māori representation if they were to be scrapped?
Well, this is more toxic signalling from New Zealand First. And so the members bill that my whanaunga who want to put into the Tenorona Church in the Māori seat and put to the real importance of that. We should have that say, not everybody else. It's important that we have that unique Māori voice at the council table, but also in Parliament as well, and just acknowledge the contribution over the many years as well. It is related to the Te Reo and making sure that voice is there and it's incredibly important. So we do want to entrench it so we don't get the cowboys riding in to dismantle our democracy.
Very well made point. Thank you. I'll leave it there for now, but just suffice to say, disappointing to see you in the firing line in Parliament the other day. My first reaction was that Brownlee erred because he shut down this argument about the use of the term Aotearoa some time ago. I said, oh, look, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to entertain this challenge anymore. Yet it appears he did. Am I reading that right?
And that's how we're reading in the opposition party as well. And the point has been made a number of times by ourselves and the Labour Party around the use of the term Aotearoa. So I don't think it's unreasonable for us to expect consistency, to ask for consistency and for follow-up as well, which I think was the point that Chairman Nelson was making yesterday, and I agree with
Tēnā koe. Hey, I'll let you travel to Porirua. Describe what you're looking at just before you go, please, Tauno.
Yeah. Well, what am I looking at? Well, we're still in the Wellington station, just opposite on platform 7. I'm here with my mate, Francis Hernandez, and say, kia ora to everybody.
Kia ora,
everyone. Kia ora. So we're just heading out to the conference. He's actually better dressed than me. I didn't get the memo.
All right, you guys. Travel safe, and we'll stay in touch. Talk next week. Thank you, Tauno.
Thanks. Bye.
Kia ora. Ngā mihi. Tauno Tuiono with us there.